NPR's political editor Ken Rudin hit the history books to give us a brief history of the various people who have served as our nation's attorney general.
George Washington, as we all know, was the nation's first president. There are cities, counties, high schools, colleges, bridges, and roadways all named after him. But what do we know about the first attorney general? That would be Edmund Jennings Randolph. I can't think of a single state named after him. Now, Willie Randolph is the new manager of the Mets, but I doubt there's a connection. Truth be told, if there's one legacy about Edmund Randolph, it's that he was considered a truly fair and impartial arbiter. He was neutral in the feud between Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, neutral regarding France and Great Britain. Should an attorney general be neutral when it comes to his or her relationship with the president? Harry Truman named his campaign manager as attorney general. So did Warren Harding and Richard Nixon. Jack Kennedy's attorney general was not only his campaign manager, but his brother, for God's sakes. Before John Ashcroft, it was unusual for an individual attorney general to become a campaign issue. But not long after Lyndon Johnson picked Ramsey Clark in 1967, conservatives began complaining about what they saw as Clark's permissiveness when it came to issues like law and order and the treatment of criminals. At the 1968 Republican National Convention, Richard Nixon said, "If we're going to restore order and respect for law in this country, there is one place we are going to begin. We are going to have a new Attorney General in the United States of America." So what does Nixon do? He names John Mitchell as his Attorney General, who later goes to prison for crimes involving the Watergate cover-up. So much for law and order. Some people say that becoming Attorney General is just the first step for Gonzales, that President Bush is really planning on elevating him to the Supreme Court. 9 Attorneys General, beginning with Roger Taney in 1835 under President Andrew Jackson, were later named to the court. Of the nation's 79 attorneys general, only one was a Jew, Edward Levy, appointed by President Ford. Only one was a woman, Janet Reno, picked by Bill Clinton. If confirmed, Alberto Gonzales would be the nation's first Hispanic attorney general. Unlike Reno, however, he is not expected to have his own dance party on Saturday Night Live.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin.